15.
And as I watched the living creatures, I saw a wheel upon the earth beside the living creatures, for each of their four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their workmanship were like the sight of a barrel, and the four of them had one likeness. That is, their appearance and their workmanship were as it were a wheel within a wheel. Whenever they went in their four directions. They did not turn as they went. As for their rings, they were high and they were awesome. And the rings of the four of them were full of eyes all around. And whenever the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them. And whenever the living creatures were lifted up above the earth, the wheels were lifted up also. Wherever the spirit was to go, they went. Wherever the spirit was to go, and the wheels were lifted up alongside them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. Whenever those went, these went. And whenever those stood still, these stood still. And whenever those were lifted up above the earth, the wheels were lifted up alongside them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels.
Amen. Amen. So we know that the entire Bible speaks of and is centered upon God's economy. And what is God's economy? That is to make man the same as he is in life and in nature so that God may have his expression on earth today.
Right.
And then in particular, the book of Ezekiel illustrates this through the moving of a wheel. So if you consider a wheel, right, there are several parts. We know that it has the hub and a rim as well as spokes connecting the hub and the rim. And then, actually, this turns out to have great spiritual significance because the hub signifies Christ as the center of God's move today on earth.
Right.
The inner wheel, per se, that governs the moving of the outward wheel, the rim. And then the rim, on the other hand, represents the church, the counterpart of Christ, the consummation of the New Jerusalem, the one who will become the bride of Christ. And then, lastly, as two mentions, under letter A, it says, the spokes of the wheel spreading from the hub to the rim signify the many believers as the members of Christ. So here we can see that, just like the spokes are all connected to the rim, we as the individual members are all together as one body, the body of Christ.
Right.
And then E says, the wheels being for the four faces of the living creatures indicates that if we would have the Lord's move, we must first live out the Lord expressing him. Amen. So, in other words, not by our own strength. And this was shown in Ezekiel 1:15. Amen. And then maybe we can read 2 together, and then letter A.
By the side of every living creature, there is a high and awesome wheel. The move of the wheels is such an extraordinary move of the Lord for his eternal purpose, by him as our strength, power, and supply.
Amen. So, one may ask, what is the Lord's move today? Or what is the goal? Or why are we here? Why are we performing all these church services? Actually, we can see from C that God's move is the move of his economy in man, to deify man, to bring forth the one new man, so that God in Christ may have his corporate expression and administration.
Amen.
Amen. But in order to participate in God's move, it says under 1, and under letter D, it says, in order to participate in the Lord's move, you must have a personal, affectionate, private and spiritual relationship with him. So it's important that we need to have a personal and affectionate relationship with the Lord.
Right.
And how do we do this? Actually, it's through prayer.
Yeah.
And then in day 4, under C, it says, we need to cooperate with the Lord through prayer to carry out his move, acting together with the acting God, for the accomplishment of his economy, as seen in the book of Acts.
Right.
Amen. So beneath that, there are 8 points. So maybe we can alternate between the brothers and the sisters. So brothers can go on one, and then sisters alternate.
One. We need the prayer that brought in the outpouring of the Spirit.
We need the prayer that shook the earth and empowered the disciples with the Holy Spirit for the speaking of the word with boldness.
We need to give ourselves continually to steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the word.
We need the power that brought Peter into a trance and brought a heavenly vision to him.
We need the prayer that opened the prison gate for Peter.
We need the prayer that brought the 5 prophets and teachers into the Lord's commission.
We need the prayer that brought in a great earthquake and shook the foundation of the prison.
We need the prayer that brought Paul into a trance and into the Lord speaking to him.
Amen. Amen. And then moving on to day 5, Roman numeral 3 says, the high and awesome wheels being upon the earth shows that God needs a move on the earth. Amen. So God is moving on the earth today, right? And then C says, the wheel within a wheel shows the Lord's move in our move. And then under C it says, for Elijah to pray in a prayer means that the Lord's prayer was within his prayer. This is the wheel within a wheel. Amen. And then A and B under 2 says, he did not pray in his feeling, thought, intention, or mood, or in any kind of motivation, arising from circumstances or situations, to fulfill his own purpose. B says, he prayed in the prayer given to him by the Lord for the accomplishing of his will.
Amen.
Amen. So here we can see that, you know, sometimes the Lord comes to us in subtle ways or manners to remind us or even to nudge us on praying for certain matters that's on his heart. And then if we respond to his prayers to us and pray concerning these dear matters that's on the Lord's heart, then we are praying in a prayer. And in this way, God can accomplish his will on earth today.
Amen.
Amen. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, why don't we open up the time for the saints to share? And I guess everyone can share for about 2 minutes.
Amen.
Amen.
Just for our visitors. We're in the book of Ezekiel. We're in chapter 1. So in chapter 1, if you read this chapter, it's very mysterious. Very mysterious. But we're in the 6th week, so we've been going through chapter 1, not the book of Ezekiel, just chapter 1 for now for 6 weeks. We'll continue for more weeks. But so far, so this chapter is about the appearing of the glory of Jehovah. And in this appearing of his glory, it's for his manifestation. So we, you know, as men on the earth, we need to see God. Yeah. We need God to come and be manifested to us. This is the Lord Jesus.
Right.
And we need his move. So as human beings, we move, we live, we walk, right? But God also has a move, and his move is related to our salvation and to his to the accomplishing of his eternal purpose.
Right.
And also, there's an administration. He has an administration in the entire universe. His appearance, the appearing of his glory is for his administration. So, in the beginning, we have the the wind, the cloud, the fire, the electrum. And just briefly, this is the Spirit coming to us to touch us and turn us and cause us to be unhappy and unsatisfied where we are and have the Lord bring us into the enjoyment of Himself.
Right.
So something of Him can be produced in us. God wants to be united and mingled with man. So He wants us. He wants to come into us and be mingled with us and join with us practically. And then out of this comes the electrum. Electrum is the redeeming God. So there's gold, the God's divine nature, and silver, His redemption. So He wants this in us. And this produces the four living creatures. Mm-hmm. So the one on the throne is God.
Right.
But He has the appearance of a man. Mm-hmm. So this is Jesus.
Amen.
The fulfillment of Ezekiel 1 is the Lord Jesus. Now is the one on the throne.
Right.
He's a man, and yet He's God. He's on the throne in glory.
Yeah.
He's been exalted. He's the one on the throne. And the four living creatures are the church.
Right.
They're through the church, God has a move on the earth. He has a manifestation on the earth. And He has an administration on the earth.
Amen.
So just briefly, the two other words, the four living creatures have four. There's a man. There's a lion. I mean, the lion. There's an ox and an eagle.
Right.
So they have four faces. This is the full and complete expression of the Lord, of Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
And so they have wings. They have the feet of an ox. They have the wings of eagles. So they walk and they can move by flying. They have the wings of an eagle. But they have the appearance of a man.
Right.
And they have the hands of a man.
Right.
This is just in a mysterious way, a description of the Lord Jesus Himself and what He wants reproduced on the earth.
Amen.
And today we're talking about the high and awesome wheels.
Right.
This is talking about the move of God on the earth in the church today.
Amen.
I really like this picture of the wheel within the wheel as a picture of God's move on this earth. So it's a very mysterious picture, but it kind of makes sense when you read how it's like broken down in the morning revival. So I enjoyed that, you know, in the very first day, it talks about how this wheel within the wheel, you have the hub of the wheel, the spokes, and the rim. And so the hub and the rim are actually connected, and one can't move without the other.
Right.
And then later in day 5, it talks about how, in practicality, this move within a move, or this wheel within a wheel, is actually a prayer within a prayer. And how when we pray to the Lord, if God's prayer is able to be uttered in our prayer, this moves the wheel.
Right.
Meaning God is able to move on this earth through our praying.
Yes.
But not just our praying, our like, oh, we want to get an A, oh, we want to, you know, get a good job, oh, I want this, I want that. Like, those kind of prayers don't really move the wheel. But if God's prayer, what is on God's heart, what God is saying at that time, is able to flow through you and through your mouth and be uttered back to God, that actually moves the wheel within a wheel.
Yeah.
And what that shows us is that, on the one hand, Christ is the hub, right? So God is moving. He's the center. He's our energy. He's our motivation. And He's our direction. But on the other hand, if the hub tries to move but the rim doesn't move, then the wheel doesn't move.
Right.
On the other hand, if the rim moves and the hub doesn't want to move, the wheel still doesn't move.
Mm-hmm.
But the other interesting thing that we see, so on the one hand, that shows us we need to cooperate with what God is doing on this earth. But on the other hand, in day 5 and 6, it also shows us that if we move in faith as the rim, the hub will actually follow.
Right.
And what that shows us is that when we are one with the Lord and we move in faith in His economy, God
will move with us. And so you kind of see this balance, this cooperation that really within the body of Christ, the head and the body, Christ and all his members are connected. And for God to move in his administration and in his economy on the earth, he needs this corporateness, you know, this corporate move of Christ and the body. And so I actually found this picture of the wheel within the wheel is so wise, so detailed, and so precious.
I enjoyed a lot on day two, especially. I just started a new job, so I'm now traveling to the city on that train. There's lots of wheels on the train. So when I was reading this portion, you know, and it has direction. It has a particular way it's going to go. Otherwise, I'll never get to work, right? If it was just, I'll just kind of go down that track and this track. And on day two, it says, the wheel is moving, not in an ordinary way, but in a special way. Right. And I felt this was really good, just a good balancing word. Everything that we do, the gospel meetings, what we're doing on campus, whatever we do, we really need to, this needs to be in, within this wheel within a wheel, right? We need to have direction in whatever we do. We can't just be, oh, we're going to hold events for the sake of the gospel. We're going to do this and do that just for the sake of doing events. But there needs to be a direction in everything that we do. And what is this direction? This direction is, it says, God's move is to deify man, making man God in life and in nature, but not, of course, in the Godhead. So everything that we do is really that would be for that God would enter into man, right? And not just enter into man, but would actually spread within man. And we would all be deified. You know, God would be able to spread himself within our being. This is really the direction of God's move. Yes. So I think it was, you know, a lot of times I felt like maybe even the last few months, I've been more like, okay, God's move is, you know, saving people on the campus or doing this. But really, we need to get all the way to the end, you know. We talk about the New Jerusalem, but I even in my mind, I wasn't thinking, you know, to really come back, that God needs to deify man. We all need to become God in life and nature, right? But not in the Godhead. So I think it was such a rebalancing word for me to kind of really realize everything that we're doing, and even for the students, we need to impart into them this thought that they are actually becoming God. They're becoming God in their being. God is saturating them. You know, their mind is being renewed. You know, their whole being is being renewed. Amen. And so, I was just really appreciating that this move is not an ordinary move, but a move with purpose and direction. And to follow this fellowship that's going to be happening, you know, the God-ordained way is the way for this move to go in such a way. If we try to do our own way, we'll be kind of going off the path a lot. But the God-ordained way, they you know, it's already been tested. It's the way with the straight path to get to what the Lord is really after. Amen.
I really enjoy that this wheel, you know, comes from a corporate expression of what God is. Amen. And this is our living. It comes out of our living Christ.
Yes.
Our Lord's living was his work, and his work was his living.
Right.
And we cannot separate our living from the work. And so in order to carry out God's move, he has to have a corporate expression. And we see that they all had the face of a man, and they all had a high and awesome wheel for each of the four faces. So what impresses me the most is that nothing can stop these wheels, okay, because they're awesome, but they have to be for each one of them. And do we have this wheel? If we have this wheel, we are one with the Lord. And if we have this wheel, our outward activities are part of God's move. Our outward activities are motivated by our living of the Lord. Or it isn't something that we do. It's something that we are.
Yes.
It's something that we're living. Mm-hmm. If I'm living this way in my daily living at my home, mm-hmm. then this will be manifested. It will be expressed in the activities. Mm-hmm. And so for this, we need to have a personal and affectionate time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Lord, you know, in Song of Songs, he opens, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For his love is better than wine." And so this morning we sang that his name is so sweet. It's an ointment poured forth. And so we really need to enjoy the Lord, to enjoy Him in our daily living. Not just when we come to the meetings.
Right.
Like not just when we are with each other to make a performance. This is something that comes out of this wonderful and expression, a wonderful affectionate relationship with the Lord. So, and the first thing in Song of Songs, that the lover pursues Him for full satisfaction. And we need to learn to be satisfied with the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes we seek other things because we are not satisfied with the Lord. So we need to ask the Lord to teach us and to cause us to come to seek our satisfaction in Him.
Amen.
That nothing else can satisfy us.
Amen.
But we see that this comes from the Lord appearing to us.
Right.
The Lord appeared to Abraham and He built an altar. And from there He walked and He went and He lived the life of a tent. Right? The life of a tent, something that could be moved with the Lord wherever the Lord wanted. These living creatures, they move. Wherever the Lord went, they move. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheel, in the move. So for this, we really need to have a Lord as our satisfaction, day by day, moment by moment, so that we can move with Him spontaneously.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I didn't get into this week's morning revival because we're on a different one, but I just wanted to share. I think I really appreciated or freshly reminded that, you know, in order to move with the Lord or in order for us, to cooperate with the Lord, to know what's on the Lord's heart, we really need to spend time with Him, right? And that, you know, like Sister Virginia said, it's one thing to come to the meetings, enjoy the Lord together. That's great, you know, but we need to have that personal and intimate relationship with the Lord. In order to really know what's on His heart, and so that we can pray the prayers that are His prayers, right? We echo His prayers. So it's just like, you know, with one another, right? In order to know what, like, Victoria likes, like, I need to spend time with her, right? Or in order to know how she is, I spend time with her. Same with the Lord. Like, you know, we just need to have that intimate communication so that we can cooperate with Him in His move.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, this week I particularly enjoyed when they say the will and, you know, God's move. And I like to fellowship in a way which is touch our lives. And about 2 weeks ago, we heard a brother coming to fellowship about the food service, and he had a lot of experience, and his sharing really supports me a lot, because you know kitchen service, if you don't run it well, it can be very tiring and bring everybody down. You know, no matter how you say, you know, oh, I'm so spiritual, you know, go to the kitchen, come out, you're wrecked. You know, it's just that's the way. See, but he talks the way which he's saying, you know, in the kitchen, you do not need to be all your right. You don't need to say all the, you know, the things which you think you are right. Mm-hmm. It's all matter of cooperation.
Amen.
It's really true. It's all matter of cooperation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So recently I got experience because I was raised up to be a very individual. I studied a lot. So I tend to know everything, detail. Otherwise, I was not comfortable. But now I was brought in a company to do a work. It's impossible for me to know everything or to do everything. It's just impossible. The only possible way I can survive is trust the Lord and be in a team. Mm-hmm. To even extend, my manager come to me say, you give this job to an offshore, which is located in India, and I take his word. I know if I don't do that, I'm going to work to death, and then we cannot do it. And so the offshore team pick up a lot of the work. So that means the cooperation right now becomes, you know, global. So all these things we just say, because the Lord, for me, experience the God's action, we just need to do a lot of cooperation. And only in the cooperation, we can see the spirit. No matter how you say your spirit, if you're going, you have to be spiritual in kitchen and dealing with the kids. All these things we can show we are truly spiritual. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Two things impressed me about the wheels. The first is that they're high and awesome. And the second is how they move. So, okay, high and awesome. We like to use these descriptors a lot. Okay, high and awesome. How many of you, even before this training, knew that the word awesome is actually a biblical word? We hear the young people use it all the time. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. It's actually a biblical word. In relation to God's move.
Yeah.
The wheels are high and awesome because they're not. It's not a common move of the Lord. It's not. It's not to, I don't know what, to get us out of our bed in the morning. It's God's move in His economy to further His return.
Yeah.
That's why the wheel is high and awesome.
Yeah.
I want to be part of this move. So the second thing that impressed me: how does this wheel move? It doesn't move like we think a wheel should move. You know, like we know it's fast. We know the wheel moves just like the four living creatures and the wings and the feet. We know it's fast. But how does this wheel move? Well, it's very interesting. You know, the brothers have already shared. Ezekiel 1 is probably the most profound chapter in the whole Bible because there's so many kind of mysteries in it. Now, even the moving of the wheels is very, very mysterious. Which moves first, the wheels or the creatures? And how are they related? And how do they move together so quickly?
Amen.
So, I mean, if you consider, wow, if you see the Lord's move, yeah, I want to follow the Lord's move. I want to follow the Lord. You want to follow the wheel. But in actuality, if you read it, you know what? The wheels follow the four living creatures.
Yeah.
The wheel follows us.
Yeah.
The Lord's move follows us. How important it is for us to be coordinated. But you know what? The four living creatures follow what? The Spirit.
Yeah.
Follow the leading of the Spirit within. And then it's the same Spirit that the four living creatures have. It's in the wheel.
Amen.
So you tell me who follows who. Oh, it's hallelujah. It's mysterious, but it's marvelous. But the thing I really, really was impressed with, and the saints have really already brought this out, in order for us to be part of God's move, it comes down to our relationship with God.
Yes.
Do we have personal, affectionate, private, and spiritual relationship with God daily?
Yes.
If you're impressed by the high and awesome wheel like we should be, we need a private time with the Lord to be involved in the Lord's move.
Amen.
That's how the Lord moves today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was going through some reading on my own, and then I encountered a verse in Matthew 7, and it's on the verse where it says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, was it not in your name that we prophesied, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name did many works of power? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. And just so impressed, actually, to enter into the reality of the wheel within the wheel and to be intrinsically in God's move means that we need to have a personal, affectionate, and intimate relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, the Lord, when He spoke to them, He didn't say to them, no, you didn't prophesy so well, or, you know, you cast out demons. Yeah, it wasn't my name, but, you know, you did something wrong. Actually, He just says, I never knew you.
Right.
How could the Lord say, I never knew you? That means we didn't get to know the Lord. The Lord didn't get to know us. And in our moving, actually, it was just a movement.
Yes.
It wasn't, we were doing many, maybe, outward activities. Maybe we were even prophesying. You know, the Lord covers. I hope I prophesy in Him. And actually, as I speak now, I pray He would be speaking through me.
Right.
You know, I was just so helped that we need to know Him.
Amen.
Know Him in this way so that in our activities and in how we conduct ourselves in our daily walk, in our meeting life, in our church life, we would actually be intrinsically in His move. We would be truly the spokes coming out of the hub, forming the rim as the church, moving in His moving. So that when we speak, He could speak. Actually, He does speak.
through our speaking. And when we pray, actually we pray in His prayers. And when we pray, His prayers come forth. That is really the wheel within the wheel. And just so helped, God's move is really to want to deify man. God's move in His economy is to deify man, to bring forth the one new man.
Right.
And this has all together to do with our personal, affectionate, spiritual, intimate relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
I just so helped, this is where our source should come from.
Yeah.
This is where the dynamo, the impetus of all of the move, you know, this, it comes out from the hub. When we're joined with Him as the spokes, then we form as the rim, and then there's the wheel within
Amen.
The wheel that is moving Amen. As lightning as the, with the four living creatures.
Amen.
Amen.
I also enjoyed day three a lot. We need to move with the Lord.
Amen.
He is moving, and the four living creatures actually, because they are coordinated, the wheel is with them. So their coordination allows the Lord, the wheels, to move. So this also touched me a lot. You know, we need to be those who are not only coordinated as the four living creatures, but we also need to be those who learn to have this personal and professional relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, day three, as we go through the week, all of a sudden you have a verse from the Song of Songs. You know, draw me, that we will run after you. At first, I wasn't too sure, you know, why that verse was there. But as I was going through, you know, material for day three, I realized that, yes, in order to move with the Lord, like a lot have shared, you know, we need to be those who knows Him.
Right.
And it will be for those who knows that when He's moving and in what direction He's moving. So yeah, may we be those who spend time with the Lord and develop this kind of relationship.
Yes.
And then this is all by His visitation to us. So, amen. Praise the Lord for His move in us.
Amen.
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 I just
want to
say that starting with the four living creatures and the rings and everything, it was kind of complicated, you know, to me. But I kept on reading. As I always say, I receive and I believe.
Yes.
But this week, the high and awesome wheels, I was really touched with day four. It says we need to cooperate with the Lord through prayer to carry out His move, acting together with the acting God for the accomplishment of His economy, as seen in the book of Acts. And I pray, Lord, let us be those cooperating with You through prayer for Your move and for the accomplishment of Your economy.
Amen.
And in the five, I'm encouraged, but in the church life, the Lord Jesus is the hub, the wheel within the wheel, and we are the rim.
Amen.
And in the portion in the five says, every wheel has a hub which turns the wheel. If the hub stops, the wheel stops. We may say that the hub is the little wheel within the rim of the big wheel. The big wheel turns because the little wheel is being turned. In the church life, the Lord Jesus is the hub. And that's very encouraging to hear. The wheel within the wheel. So he's in control of us. We just have to continue to believe in Him and get to know Him.
Amen.
And we are the rim. If the churches do not move with the Lord, they have no way to go on because there is no wheel within the wheel. But when the churches move with the Lord Jesus, He becomes the wheel within the wheel. And nothing can frustrate or stop this kind of move.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, strengthen us for this kind of move concerning the wheel for the... You are the hub, and we are the believers. We, the believers, are the rim. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was very touched by Dave around the matter of prayer, and how that when we pray, we realize that in ourselves we can't do anything, but that we really need the Lord in our lives.
Amen.
And I really appreciate the first Acts 1:14, these all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, and how they were able to work together and be in one accord because they were in prayer. And I was very touched how before we do anything, any outward activities, such as preaching the gospel or when we're in the meetings or in small groups, we all need to pray and come to the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate that the appearing of the wheels, it follows the coordination of the four living creatures. I'm a little scattered, but I appreciate what everybody shared about. We need to have the personal, affectionate, private, spiritual relationship with the Lord. And I feel like what the Lord's been exposing me of lately is, even in that, sometimes I'm too independent and too individualistic. And anyways, I had an experience last week, maybe the week before, where I had a really good time with the, you know, the Benjamin was at school, Judah was sleeping, so I could read the Bible, read the ministry, and then, anyways, I called somebody very near and dear to me to pray, and instead of praying, we had an argument, and I was just so exposed, you know, I just had a great time with the Lord, you know, and I wanted to pray, because shouldn't, you know, but instead of praying, you know, we had an argument. What was that? Right, and I just, anyways, the Lord just exposed me that on the one hand, we come to the Lord, and sometimes we have a really good time, but the Lord always sends us back to the body, because we don't operate independent of all the other members. And so there has to be this coordination, and from 2 weeks ago, I just really appreciated it, it's still with me, it's like, through the cross and by the Spirit. You know, that's how we learn to be with one another, through the cross and by the Spirit. And as we're together and we're learning how to coordinate in this way, then we have this high and awesome wheel that's following us, and we're following the wheel, you know, the Spirit within the Spirit. And then I appreciated also that a big chunk of this outline is on prayer. Because, you know, you think the move and you think, oh, let's go do this, let's go do that. But actually, you know, the Lord's move moves through our prayer. You know, without our cooperation and without the prayer ministry of the church, the Lord has no way to move on this earth. And there was just one thing. We've been going through the prayer ministry of the church, some of the saints, and I appreciated that the prayer of authority, you know, actually, we have to be those under authority. And so to bring that back to, we need to have that personal, private, spiritual, affectionate relationship with the Lord, because we need to learn to be under the throne.
Amen.
And as we're under the throne, then, you know, then we can pray together. This prayer of authority, you know, we don't pray, God, please move the mountain into the sea. We just say, cast the mountain into the sea, right? Because we become one with the Lord. We're able to bind on the earth what's been bound in heaven, you know, and the heaven follows the earth, right? And so God's move is with us, you know, when we're coordinated in this way.
By this week's message, actually, you know, these past 5-6 weeks, you know, we talked about Ezekiel starting from God's purpose, his move has a direction, destiny, and then talking about the spiritual history, right? The wind, cloud, fire, electron, and then the living creatures, lion, man, ox, eagle, and coordination, and eagle's wings, man's hands, and cat's feet. And this week we come to this beautiful picture, high and awesome wheels. And I was very touched by this point that the wheels, they are one magnets. I don't know, like some people, they may, like, you know, ride on a, like one wheel bike or whatever, but I know it's very difficult. But then, you know, if you ride a bicycle, or if you, you know, ride a car, if you have a flat tire, you can imagine, you know, there is no way you can run fast. So I think that, you know, actually, it's really very important for us to turn to our spirit. Otherwise, you know, we won't be able to look the same. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, Brother Kyle and I, we have nothing in common. So, you know, it's extremely difficult if we are in our natural man, natural being, you know. Just like the other day, I talked to him about, you know, whether we should give Megan a smartphone. I know that we all have different opinions. But, you know, you can imagine, you know, Grandma and I and Kyle, we all have different opinions. But then if we all have different opinions, we won't get things done. But in the church, I'm so touched that we actually all need to turn to our spirit so that we can coordinate with the Lord, we can work with the Lord.
Amen. Philadelphia. Actually, recently we started our own meeting in church in Melbourne. You know, we just practice in the beginning, they only allow once per month. And now we are two times per month. And I think start on June, we're going to do three times per month in the locality in Melbourne. And the rest will meet with the church in Philadelphia. But no matter what, I just feel like, Lord, the Lord is moving. Amen. He has a goal. So Amen. When you're going from room to room, you don't need a wheel unless Amen. You're sitting in a wheelchair. But here it says, the brother just shared, when you go to something distant, you need to sit in a wheel, right? No matter what kind of wheel, you need a wheel. So today the Lord is, we know from the Bible, from the beginning to the end, the ultimate goal, the Lord is coming back. Amen. He wants to be a culprit, a bride waiting for him. Right? The bride has to make herself ready. That's us. We have to realize, Lord, that's us. We need to make ourselves ready. But how can you be ready? You need to cooperate with the Lord. In our daily living, even here, it says the goal is the full manifestation. It's the church, right? The church is not, oh, I go to Sunday, go to the church meeting, and then the rest of the week, you know, I'm by myself. No, our whole being needs to be saturated by this vision. Lord, you want to manifest it yourself through the body. Amen. And you are the head, we are the body. Regardless I like it or not, I am in the body. Amen. Just like the saints share. You know, we may not
outwardly, we cannot match one another. We have so many opinions, but we need to practice, not try to change others, but we need to be one with the Lord, connected to the heart, and then we can manifest Christ in our daily living. Amen. That's whole ultimate goal, is express Christ in our daily living.
Amen.
And when the Lord wants to move, we move. Yeah. When the Lord wants to preach some gospels, we offer our mouths. We Amen. Offer ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
And last week, I had really good experience. My niece came from Taiwan to visit me, and with her son, so two of them, and then the son took off to visit some friends. So she was with me for the whole week. So it just two of us. My husband was in China, so I'm by myself with her. I'm free. So from the morning to the evening, I can freely to share something. The Lord said, you need to talk something. You need to express Christ. So I started to preaching the gospel to her from daily living, in a living way. But, and then by the end of the last day, I said, are you ready? You know, she started calling on the Lord. She starts, you know, she fully realized in the Bible. She started reading the Bible, the John. She said, how can you be a Christian? So I was thinking, how can I explain? And then we read Gospel John, chapter 1. The Lord Jesus was telling Nicodemus, you know, how can you be saved? You've been born again. So we read. I don't need to explain in my word. By reading the word, I realized, Lord, you are explaining the whole thing to her, even though it's 2,000 years later. So I said, if it's not the Spirit, the Lord cannot speak to you.
Amen.
And she was just totally open. And then she came here to Esther's place on Thursdays, on Wednesday night. We have a special meeting for her to be baptized. So she was baptized. And she said, Lord, we just need to cooperate with the Lord in our daily living.
Amen.
Otherwise, everything is just a teaching, a knowledge. It doesn't help us anything.
Amen.
But once we connect to the Lord, everything here, in Ezekiel, the most difficult book, it can be open to us.
Amen.
And we can all experience the Lord in the awesome will.
Amen.
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 Amen. Anybody else want to share?
You know, I enjoyed the picture, seeing the wheel within the wheel, and seeing the progression of each day. You know, when we meet the Lord, it's for the very first time. We open ourselves to Him. He shines Himself into us through actually prayer. So the very first time that we actually contact this power, this magnificent one, is when we open ourselves and we pray. That prayer begins the process for us to be regenerated. With that regeneration, once we see the Lord, you know, day one, it says that Abraham gives a very clear example. Because with that, once we see the Lord, then automatically we have two responses.
Mm-hmm.
One response is that we want to drop everything.
Amen.
We bring everything to the altar. It's consumed. Then after everything goes to the altar, what happens? We now live in the tent. Because that means everything else can only be put inside the tent. And that means we have a life of sojourning. We don't let anything on the earth bind our heart. It's very limited what you can carry in a tent, you know, because when you go on a tent, the whole purpose is you have to carry your essentials. And then you move from place to place in the tent. That means everything on this earth can't bind us. And so the first aspect is when we see the Lord in His glory, we have this automatically, all of us, I think, have this response that we want to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. We just want to give ourselves to Him.
Right.
Nothing matters. But then, many times in our life, we start to develop roots. You know, it could be your new job. It could be trying to, after you get into the job, you wanna rise in the job. And all these things sometimes can start to latch on to our heart. But what I enjoyed specifically listening to the sharing and reading the message is that God has a very specific move.
Yeah.
this move is the move of the wheel. Amen. It's different than the move of the wings of the eagle and the hooves of the calf. Because that is a general move. So, for example, they gave the example, during the week, some colleagues may see that things don't suppress you. Little things that bother them may not bother you. Maybe that's the example of the eagle. Maybe you're a very straightforward person. You don't play politics. That could be the example of the calf. But this move is very specific. It is the move of the wheel. Now, why is this move specific? Because it has all to do with what God desires.
Right.
It is what God desires to do on the earth.
Right.
And this has to do 100% with us.
Yes.
Why? Because we're the spokes. Christ is the hub.
Right.
We have the church as the rim. But without the spokes, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
We need to cooperate with the hub.
Right.
And this cooperation has to come back to the very first, just like the very first time we met him, through prayer.
Amen.
Only through the proper prayer and the true meaning of prayer can we actually have the movement of this wheel.
Amen.
So let me just read this paragraph. Let me end here, because this is what prayer really means.
Amen.
To pray means that we realize that by ourselves, with ourselves, and in ourselves, we are nothing. We want to do everything in God, with God, and through God.
Amen.
There are two significances of prayer. First, when we pray ourselves into God.
Amen.
Second, when we pray God into us.
Amen.
This is the principle of prayer.
Amen.
So just like Carolyn says, it's not like giving the Lord a laundry list. Or he's some type of lamp, you know, that we can say, Lord, you know, I need this. Or even a spiritual lamp. Lord, make me more spiritual. Lord, help me overcome this. That is not the purpose of prayer. The purpose is that we pray ourselves into God.
Amen.
Now, as we go through many examples in life, this should be a reminder for us to always turn back to him and to receive him, so that way we can enter into him. And he can enter into us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this example of the wheel within the wheel.
That's
for
right.
God's move on the earth.
Amen.
Executed, energized by our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll just add a little.
Wait. Slowly.
Go
ahead. Maybe last a moment. You know, I really enjoyed everybody's message. I was thinking, when I came here, this was not in my picture, in my mind. I was thinking that, okay, what I am going to do today, how I am going to enjoy the fellowship meeting. When we read the passage here, still I was in out of contest. No, then I started listening to the message everybody saying. Then I thought, okay, I have something to say. Maybe I will take 30 seconds more. Always my kids will say, oh, Daddy, don't take too much time. That is one of my biggest problem. Okay, I'm not going to apply that problem here. Okay, there are major two numbers here. Do you listen to that numbers in this passage? 4 and 1.
Amen.
I will tell you what is the 4 numbers, and I will tell what is the single number.
Amen.
4 beast with the 4 head. Right?
Mm-hmm.
4 wheels.
Amen.
With the 4 hubs.
Yeah.
Then you read the passage. You know, we know that the wheel will move by itself. If you allow, if there is no brake, the wheel will move by itself. But Bible prophet is saying that the spirit is always with the wheel. Singular. Spirit is always with the wheel. I was thinking that, you know, we have chair, four leg chair here, 4 wheels. According to this passage, this wheel is moving into 4 different directions. you think when you have a wheelchair with four legs, it's moving, ready to move into four different directions. Are we able to sit in that chair? No, we don't want it to sit in that chair. What will happen? The wheels will spread the four in the four different directions, we will fall down, right? If we have a tent, four-leg tent, four, the wheel is moving in the four different directions, right? Mm-hmm. With the spirit. It may fall down. And one more thing, the speed of the movement of this beast is different. After lion roaring behind its prey, we do not know how fast, how hunger and anger and eager the animal has. So fast. But it's on the wheel. Bull never, ox cannot even dream how fast he can move. Like, definitely, you know, when we see the animal planet and everything, it will also run. But we see always a bull not to run, to bear all its master's burden and heavy load on his neck. Move very slowly. But still, it's on the wheel. The power of the wheel is the same spirit. Man, oh, we do not know which way this will go. So many things in his brain. Can keep something inside, show something outside. Can. I'm not saying we will do it, but can. But it's, man is also in the, on the wheel. Same hub, same bearing. Which one is the last one? If an eagle walk with the two legs, not looks so good, right? But taking its prey like a medium size of a monkey, catching from the top of the tree and flying so fast, we do not know which way it's going. But this creature is also on the same wheel. That wheel's power is the same spirit. So what I am going to say, doesn't matter what kind of nature we have when we work with the God. Work with the Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter which direction we can go. The spirit is controlling the wheel, the movement. God is controlling his church and its movement with its burden, its vision, in its speed, and you add whatever you want. It may go in two, four different directions. You know, one day the Bible is saying you throw a piece of bread in the water, it will come back with its result. Doesn't matter which way it's moving, that will produce its result. We have our own nature, habit, you know, our own culture. Doesn't matter which way we are moving, what way we are thinking. If we are under the control of the Holy Spirit, God can help us to produce His fruit. God can use us as a good weapon for the glories of the kingdom of God. May God bless.
Amen.
I think at the end of this week, we should really be impressed with two main things. The first one is that in this universe, there is a move.
Right.
There is a great and high, awesome wheel, right, that follows the four living creatures. Mm-hmm. And this move is just the advancement of his economy,
Amen.
Which is to dispense himself into his people so that he would have a corporate expression on this earth through whom he could be expressed and also command his administration. And this matter, if you look at the entire Bible, right, this is really what is on God's heart. And so this move of God has this very clear direction, and I really appreciated all the speaking. And today, we need to see that this wheel, there's a certain goal, there's a certain direction.
Amen.
And that is simply to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
It's to prepare the bride. And to bring forth the kingdom. You know, when we talk about God's move, we're not saying it in a light way. Oh, you know, oh, there's this gospel outreach, and oh, we really felt the presence of the Lord, and oh, God's move was really there because so many people were getting saved, or, you know, we're giving food to the food banks, or this and that. You know, a lot of people, we think God's move is in all these different ways. But if you really consider what the Bible says. What is God's move? What is the purpose of God's move?
Amen.
It's just to build up the body.
Amen.
It's to prepare the bride.
Amen.
It's to bring forth the kingdom. This is the move of God today.
Amen.
And I'll get to my second point. We need to see that this move is altogether connected, and I would use this word, dependent
Amen.
On man.
And
I appreciate this word that a lot of the saints brought out, cooperation. Cooperation.
Amen.
God has this marvelous move. High, awesome. Yet, he chose to limit himself. I would even say limit his move on you and I.
Yeah.
Whether or not we would cooperate with God.
Right. Right.
Whether or not we say amen to God.
Right.
And so this actually is something that we all need to take home and consider for ourselves. We need to consider, have I limited God in any way? I've been here for so long. Is God's economy being advanced in me? You know, some of us, we grew up here. Really burdened for some of you. Have you grown? Has God's economy advanced? Or have we just limited God for so long? God's move spans from eternity to eternity. It has universal significance, eternal value. Man's move, at most, 70, 80 years. And that's it. What will you give yourself to? Man's move? You know, to get a job, to get a good family, have a career? Is that it? Or will we give ourselves to be part of God's move? That's a question we all have to answer. Are you in God's move? Maybe, you know, oh, yeah, we're, quote, unquote, all in God's move. God, you know, praise the Lord. But intrinsically, are you in God's move? So it all depends on these two points that the saints have shared. One, do we have a personal, intimate, affectionate relationship with the Lord? If we do, then we are in God's move. Right? If we don't, then we're not in God's move. It's very clear. And I appreciate the second point, and I think it was a great burden, is this matter of prayer. Right? Where a brother mentioned at the end, prayer, to pray ourselves into God and to pray God into us. God's move is not just a bunch of activities. It's not, you know, we think, oh, the Lord's moved to Europe. We go there preaching the gospel. Yes, in a way, extrinsically, there is a lot of activity. But remember, right, the hub, the spirit, right, the center has to be Christ. So even in our prayers, it's not our prayer. It's not we come together and, we think of, oh, what should I pray? But it's the Lord praying in our prayer.
Amen.
So that his move can take place.
That's right.
So this touched me very much. This is something so practical. How is your prayer life? What is our prayer life? What does it look like? Is it just before we eat? Is it we come to, you know, the Tuesday night prayer meeting and that's it? Do we have a life before the Lord where we are praying, allowing, cooperating with the Lord to allow him to move in us and through us, right? So, anyways, I feel this week, although on one hand, it's something awesome, right? Awesome when we consider God's move, but it actually, this awesome wheel, right, can only move forward with our cooperation, with man's cooperation. So my prayer is, Lord, may we give ourselves, right? May we cooperate with you, not limit you any longer, right? In our spending time with you, in our prayer, may you really have your way in us and through us.
Amen.
So that you could gain what is on your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Coming week.
Amen.
Give you today, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, to have a contact with you.
That's right.
Intimate and personal, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, affectionate contact with you.
Amen.
For your move on the earth.
That's right.
Amen. And the four living creatures.
Amen.
Thank you for your mercy.
That's right.
We can be under such good speaking.
Yes.
Know that your move is absolutely in, with, and through man.
Amen.
Thank you. We can be a man in your move.
That's right.
Cooperating with you.
Amen.
We pray you would develop our personal relationship with you.
Amen.
We pray you would develop our prayer life with you.
Amen.
We could participate in your move every day of this week.
Amen.
Welcome, brothers. Welcome. Amen.